This is the SearchSecurity.com Threat Monitor Podcast for April 19th, 2012. In these semi-monthly recordings, SearchSecurity.com contributors offer expert advice on the latest information security threats. I'm Brandon Blevins. In this Threat Monitor Podcast, expert Nick Lewis details an effective denial-of-service attack response as well as a DOS attack prevention plan, discusses why enterprise business continuity plans should be reassessed, and uncovers the history of DOS attacks. And now for this week's edition of Threat Monitor. DOS attack responses demand better business continuity plans. Written by Nick Lewis. Despite advances in internet security technology, high-profile denial-of-service, or DOS, attacks continue to disrupt the operations of many organizations. Few are prepared to be the target of a DOS attack, but it is critical for an organization to have a planned DOS attack response. These business continuity plans should include more than just technical steps, though. A more comprehensive DOS attack prevention plan must determine how to continue business operations in certain scenarios. In this podcast, we will analyze the breadth and depth of the DOS threat by referencing recent DOS attacks. We will also cover how to prepare for a DOS attack from both a technical standpoint, as well as key business and communication strategies that can help deal with the situation faster and for less money. The breadth and depth of the DOS threats. DOS attacks have been around since well before the famous 2000 Mafia Boy DDoS attacks, yet the threat of the DOS attack has changed significantly since then. Most of the tools at the time of the Mafia Boy attacks required some level of technical expertise, but more modern tools written in JavaScript are intended to be run within a user's web browser. This makes it possible for virtually anyone to attempt a DOS attack. The infamous hacker group Anonymous has used one of these tools in their DDoS attacks. The attack tools have been basic IP and application level attacks where bandwidth and processing are overwhelmed. However, DOS attacks are still most effective when they have many attacking nodes, or in other words, a botnet, for a DDoS attack. This is because it is difficult to block a large number of sources and the bandwidth required for an individual system is low. Even systems with slow internet connections can be used in this type of attack. DOS attack response preparation. Business planning. The business aspects of DOS attack preparation should include communication, business continuity planning, and engagement with the ISP. If an enterprise's web presence is hosted by an external hosting provider, it must ensure the provider has the capability, tools, and procedures to respond to DOS attacks in a timely fashion. The provider needs to know how to effectively use the tools and develop effective procedures. Some of the short-term steps to minimize the impact of a DOS attack could have negative long-term effects on complexity if not removed after the attack. An enterprise should also include a DOS attack response service in its contract with a provider. You could potentially even flesh out the details of what that response should include in a service level agreement, or SLA. For instance, it's wise to make sure the SLA mandates that response time is documented. A faster response time potentially results in less downtime for an enterprise's web presence. When negotiating a contract, the fees and any extra usage charges can potentially be pre-negotiated too. Doing this in advance prevents the provider from charging exorbitant fees for additional services during an incident. Having an SLA also ensures the ISP or hosting provider meets the availability requirements at the price agreed. Also, in planning for the response to a DOS attack, an enterprise's Computer Security Incident Response Team, or CSIRT, should establish methods of communication with the business. This ensures that key stakeholders are notified and consulted during an incident. Key decision makers should be identified and given the ability to disconnect the internet connection, or parts of it, in a worst-case scenario. Disabling the internet connection might require an executive to sign off on the decision, but the decision to block an individual network could be made by CSIRT consensus. Lines of communication should also be opened with relevant internal groups, including marketing or public relations. Those groups can potentially communicate with the media concerning the DOS attack. Setting up these communication channels can also help identify the key decision makers, such as the figure that can authorize the purchase of a new DOS protection network appliance.
Looking for sound advice on the newest information security technologies and strategies, as well as insightful analysis of current InfoSec events? Then look no further than Information Security Magazine. Sign up today for a subscription to the industry's top digital magazine devoted entirely to information security. Download this month's PDF containing news, features, analysis, and commentary from security's biggest names. Signing up is easy. Visit searchsecurity.com/informationsecuritymagazine today to sign up for your free subscription. That's searchsecurity.com/informationsecuritymagazine.
DOS Attack Response Preparation. Technical Response. The technical preparation for a DOS attack can be divided into network and web infrastructure parts, including identification, response, and monitoring. Identifying a DOS attack can range from the simple, such as receiving a notification from a customer that they couldn't use your website, to the more complex, such as receiving a notification from a bandwidth monitoring tool that reports overutilization of your WAN link. Once notified of the potential incidents, investigate the infrastructure under attack to determine the most effective response. Identify the specific server or applications under attack by looking at IDS, flow data, server logs, application logs, or other network data, and looking for high usage patterns. If a web application is under attack, a response could be moving the web presence to a different hosting provider, server, or network. You could also implement a DOS protection tool to ensure continuity of operations. The server or service can even be moved to a cloud provider or a content distribution network. Monitoring can be used to determine if the attack is stopped, changed, or if additional action is necessary. The monitoring could just utilize detection tools and setting alerts when a threshold is met, such as 80% link utilization or a large number of UDP connections. You could also contact the source ISPs to ask them to block their customers from participating in the DDoS attack or to block the sources. It is possible to block the sources yourself, but blocking a large number of attacking computers may be difficult. Once the DOS attack is abated, either the blocks need to be removed or the web presence must be moved back to the original hosting location. Evaluate if any of the protections put in place or long-term changes made should remain intact. Conclusion. DOS attacks can cripple a business, but with preparation, the business disruption can be minimized. The evolution of DOS attacks has made them more difficult to stop and to track all the sources, but new methods have been developed to minimize the impact. While it might not be possible to stop the attack, it is possible to continue to run your business with preparation. That preparation must include not only internal technical measures, but also detailed communication and planning with external providers, backed up by a detailed SLA that will prevent unwanted surprise delays and fees when an incident occurs. That concludes this week's edition of SearchSecurity.com's Threat Monitor podcast. You can also download more of our podcasts by visiting SearchSecurity.com/podcast. Until next time, I'm Brandon Blevins. Have a great day.